You like it.
That's good music right there. You know, the 80s had the best music. Don't even say the 60s.
No, the 80s were awesome. Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. Mitch is off, but I am in down here in sunny Florida with... He's got a jacket on. In sunny Florida with our host, our guest host, I guess, because Mitch isn't here. Jimmy Reese is filling in.
Hey, does that mean I'm getting paid?
Yeah, you're getting paid. Check's in the mail.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It'll be Jimmy's stimulus check.
As long as it's snail mail, it's all good.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you what, love having Jimmy Reese on. The reason why is not only is he a good friend of mine, but he is so knowledgeable about fishing. And we're going to pick his brain, mm-hmm. and we're going to find out all different ways of catching fish. And, you know, that's what we love to do here. We love fishing and stuff. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Jimmy.
Wow. Well, I'm on tour right now. I'm fishing the MLF Big Five Tour. Okay. So that's why we're here in Florida.
Right.
I'm getting ready for the kickoff tournament on Lake Okeechobee. So I got an incredible wife at home. Got my three kids that are, for the most part, out of the house.
Right.
They seem to keep coming back. I think it's the good food I'm cooking.
Right.
But yeah, you know, I'm very blessed to be able to do my live my dream and travel the United States, and been doing this in my seventh year now.
Wow.
So yeah.
Put a plug in for your son. Put a plug in for him.
Which one? So my son, as far as golfing?
The one for fishing.
Oh, fishing. Okay. So Sheldon, yeah, Sheldon's doing really well with the fishing. You know, he's going to Simpson University.
Right.
Which is a college in Northern California. And they put together an incredible team. Actually, you know who Dean Rojas is?
Yes, I do.
So his son just started going there, Austin.
Oh, my goodness.
And what a great kid he is. So, yeah, they're putting together a great program there. So, and, of course, Sheldon is, yeah, he loves fishing, and you know, you can't keep him off the water.
There you go. So I knew he was fishing for Simpson. So I figured, man, we put a plug in for the boys
well. They're a great school, great people.
So a lot of what happens with you is you're actually a West Coast angler, mm-hmm. and now you're out here, and most of the tournaments are in the Southeast, or they're at least on in the eastern part of the United States. How do you even start, you know, finding your fishing spots and holes mm-hmm. that you're fishing here? I mean, it's a new lake, it's a right. new location, and right. every year you're traveling.
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I'm going to kind of go back a little bit because... You know, I had a lot of success on the West Coast, and, you know, I won 13 boats, and, you know, uh-huh. I won all the accolades. I've done really, really well out there. And then, like I said, 7 years ago, I decided, hey, I'm going to go do this. If they can do it, why can't I, right?
Right.
So, and my thinking was always experience on the water was better than anything else.
Right.
And it seemed like... You know, the younger generation had a harder time than the older guys. But in the last 10, 12, 15 years, that's kind of changed, where that younger generation, because of YouTube, the internet, and all the electronics that we have now, it's almost leveled the playing field that experience isn't as important as it used to be on the water.
Not as important, but.
But.
But. And this is a big but, because you can master techniques, but if you don't know how to apply them when you're correct. On the water, or when to apply them. And, I mean, that's really what the upper echelon, that's what they can do.
Right. And, you know, I played a lot of golf.
Right.
And, you know, I grew up playing golf, and I learned golf, 50% of it is mental.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Fishing, there you have to have the right mindset.
Right.
To be, I mean, to do what we're doing and be, you know, have some success. And, you know, if you can be confident about what you're doing, that is huge. And it was like today. Right. I mean, you wanted to throw that harttail, the Yamamoto harttail today.
Right.
Because, and you just wanted to see, and then you watched me catch a fish, and you're like, right. Whoa, that thing does work.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, guess what? I want to see if I can catch one on that. But it's seeing it happen. Once you've seen it happen, and almost like an area too, then you feel like, wow, I can do that. You know, I can really do that. And so all of a sudden, you know, you throw it out there, and all of a sudden that one that you, well, you didn't want to put it in the boat. I guess you didn't want to hurt it or something. But
that's right.
But you got the bite, and ate it. And so, you know, that's just, you know, just being focused and having a lot of confidence out there is big.
I think what is cool is, so you're traveling these long distances, and so Top This is one of your sponsors. Uh-huh. So you have to understand, they give them a visual, you know, say it in words, what your truck and your boat looks like. And what's Top This? You know, what have they done for you? They're one of your sponsors.
Yeah, so Chuck Cavros, he's they're in Grass Valley, California.
Right.
And so Top This, when I went on tour, he decided to go on tour. Oh. So at that time, he was a co-angler.
Right.
Okay. So so he set me all up. He got my F-350, put a nice ARE camper shell on there, a beautiful bed rug, bed liner in the back. And no, he just got me all set up at the Yakima rack on top.
Right.
And, I mean, we were like, oh, here we go. You know, we're going to go tear this up. So so then I put my theme, my colors together as far as wrapping it. And so I've always had purple in my boat since one of the first boats, you know, 25 years ago.
Right.
And I just kept that theme of purple. And one time I went red and yellow. Had a hard time selling that boat. Right. But anyway, so I go with the purple chartreuse.
You sure it wasn't your wife that picked those colors? Are you sure?
I'm telling
you. You better tell the truth.
You're trying to set me up, aren't you?
She may call, like, at any minute. She may, like, and we may have her on.
Oh, gosh, here we go. So, I just went purple, kind of lime green chartreuse. And, so I have all my sponsors on there. And, you know, and it's, when I say I have my sponsors, they're actually my business partners.
Right.
And so my job is to market for those companies.
Right.
So I have their names on my boat, on my truck, and, you know, I'm trying to increase their sales.
Right.
That's the business part of this. And some people do that and some people don't. I prefer to do it because, well, I just don't like spending money.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, well, if I can build this as a business and market other companies, then, you know, obviously they're going to take care of me, so...
And who's your title sponsor?
So I have two title sponsors.
Oh, all right.
So Gary Yamamoto Custom Baits. And thank God, because I throw a lot of Cincos.
Yes, he does. Lots of Cincos.
And the best part about the Cinco is you can throw a weightless. You can throw a wacky rig.
Right.
You can put a nail weight in it, work it on the bottom. I mean, you can do so many different things. But and then, of course, Lowrance. So Lowrance Electronics, another great company. And so, you know, those are my two title sponsors.
Okay, so you brought them up.
Uh-huh.
You brought them up. You brought up Lowrance.
Uh-huh.
And so, that's right, I brought...
Shh, don't tell anybody.
I brought, Active Target Live Sonar. Yeah. Tell us what's the scoop on that.
Okay.
I think there's one person, Northwest Arkansas, has it. So, they're real hard to get.
Yes.
And so, we hadn't seen a whole bunch about it, but it is live sonar, right?
Correct.
Well, tell us about it. Don't hold back.
So, Active Target, basically you're able to scan in front of you. I mean, you still have the features of scanning down and to the sides.
Right.
But this, now with the Active Target, you can actually scan forward.
Right.
So you can see fish in front of you. You can see fish under docks. You can see you know,
brush
schools
piles.
Of bait. You can see the brush piles.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm thinking of some lakes coming up on our tour where I'm just going to be going along and just scanning, and I'm looking for that brush pile, like you said. And so and it's going to tell me I'm 25, 30 feet away. So instead of just randomly, you know, hopefully getting within 20 feet of the brush pile, I know exactly where it's at.
Right.
Know? So I'm making the cast directly, so I'm going to be more efficient during the day, you know, keeping, you know, my jig or big worm in the strike zone.
So is that going to eliminate? You don't need down scan or side scan. You don't need that anymore? You don't need traditional?
No.
You only need one?
No. You can't do that. So, you know, I call it video fishing.
Right.
Video game. Because that's what we do. We sit there and we mark fish on the down below us, and right. we drop down with a drop shot or a spoon, and we catch them.
Yeah, what people don't know is Jimmy is really, really good at drop shotting.
I love drop shotting.
That dude is good with the drop shot.
Do you own a Margarita Mutilator worm? I bet you don't.
You might have gave me one.
So, you know, Robo Worm, I guarantee I help put Margarita Mutilator on the map.
Wow.
And that color, it's a purple worm, and it just catches fish. It doesn't matter where you go.
Is it purple and brown or just purple?
Well, it's got a little brown bottom.
Uh-huh.
But mostly, you know, I think it...
Why does that work?
I think it imitates more of a shad.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a prism purple. And
I see.
It imitates a shad bait fish. But yeah, it works. It works here.
Right.
You're not going to post this, right? This isn't
going to... No one will see this, Jimmy.
No one's going to see it. Okay.
No one will see it.
So... We're just practicing. Okay. Anyway, but I've caught them Potomac River, caught them smallmouth bass up in all the Great
Lake
Lakes.
Lake Erie, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, I mean, California, the Delta water, it doesn't matter. It just, they love it. It's a great color.
Gosh.
I have other good colors too. But
tell us about Clear Lake. You brought it up.
Oh,
California.
Okay,
Clear Lake used to be, was they ranked number one by bass? Is that right?
This year. First year.
Yeah. So tell us about Clear Lake and why you haven't invited Brad Weekman to come to Clear Lake.
Okay. So Clear Lake ranked number one in the nation. And, you know, like any lake, it has its ups and downs. But over the years, it's just been phenomenal. And, you know, when the vegetation's in there like it is right now, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, here it is January. And sometimes it's not real good to fish Clear Lake in January. But it took almost 33 pounds to win last weekend in a tournament. That's five fish. That's over 6 pound 30. Average. But it was 29 for second, 28, 28, 27, 26, 25, 5, 5. 20 pounds was 25th place. So, and this is winter time. And right now, I mean, it's cold up there. It's, you know, 35 to 45 degrees.
Right.
You know, might maybe hit 50. But, you know, we're very blessed to have a great fishery. They introduced the Florida strain bass in there about 25 years ago. And so with the Northerns and then with all the bait fish in there, they're just going crazy. It's healthy. So
a lot of places to stay there.
Oh, yeah.
Tackle shops.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of tackle stores there. You know, they just reopened the Conocti Harbor. So it used to be the place where all the big bands from way back in your era and in the 80s.
Yes.
But all the big bands went there. And, I mean, 10,000 people would go there on the outside theater there. So they're reopening. Great place to go. They got the Conocti Casino, and there's all kinds of places in Lakeport. Lakeport's probably the best place to go, Kelseyville.
Okay. How far the lake, how many miles is it?
So like, if somebody were going to fly in there, I would suggest definitely flying into Sacramento.
Okay.
Not San Francisco, not Oakland.
All right.
Sacramento is such an easy drive. No traffic. I mean, you're on Highway 5 and you just boom all the way over to Highway 20.
Fishing guides on the lake?
Oh, yeah. There's quite a few really good ones.
Okay.
Yep. Some really good guides on the lake. John Pearl, Bob Meiske. Yeah.
John Pearl, yeah. He's good. So your biggest fish on Clear Lake. So I went to Clear Lake once. Been there once. I went to Clear Lake.
Uh-huh.
I caught me like a 5 or 6 pounder. And I turned to the guy and I was like, Fred, I said, take my picture. And he's like, he turns around and goes, why? And I said, I just caught 5, 6 pounds. You know, we traveled for 3 days to get here, you know, and he's like, you're going to catch bigger.
Yeah.
So what's your biggest on Clear Lake?
I haven't reached the 11 pound mark yet. I got a lot of 10s. I have 12 10 pounders. Wow. 10-14, and most of them on a frog, believe it or not.
A frog?
On a frog, yes.
And seriously, then, hollow belly frog?
No, just top water. Just some, oh. just working mm. slow, yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Yep. Two green legs and just working on the mats and, oh, yeah, man. And sometimes in the tules, you know. And you know what they do, those bass, they eat the red-winged blackbirds.
Yeah.
So, like in the spring, so you'll see these blackbirds flying around. We call them tules, buggy whips, whatever you want right. to call them. And I've seen it happen. As a matter of fact, we were fishing a tournament in March, and we netted. We caught a 9.5-pounder, and it coughed out a blackbird into oh. our net. So you start thinking about it. It's like, okay, we're throwing frogs back in these areas.
Right.
What are they? What is a? I mean, what's a frog doing in March, April? You know. The frogs aren't out, you know.
Right.
They're still trying to figure out they're going to be a frog. Aren't they tadpoles by then? I don't know. Anyways. Yeah,
probably.
So yeah. So, you know, you start thinking about what are bass really eating and what's that imitating, and you just never know.
Yeah.
So, you know the grebes? You know the western grebe?
No.
Okay. You know the western grebes, those white things that chase
oh,
the
yeah, bait. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, have you ever seen one fly?
Uh-uh.
How'd they get there?
I don't know. Swim.
That's a good question. Has anybody seen a western grebe fly? I don't know. But,
I don't either.
But they're a bird. They're something.
Right.
Never seen one fly. Anyways, so they make, what they'll do is take all the tules, the old floating ones. And,
right.
And they grab them, bring it over, and they make a nest. And it might be like this round.
Uh-huh.
And it might be attached to tules or in the tules, and it might be kind of just in the weeds. And you go throw a frog on top of that tule mat.
Right.
Right? And then you just barely pull it off, right? And those bass are just the big ones. Not small, the big ones
right.
will eat the frog. But if you think about it, what does a baby grebe do? It wants to get out of the nest. Right?
Yep.
Falls in the water, right?
Yep.
See? So you just don't know what you're imitating.
What's your favorite big swim bait? You're a California guy.
I can't tell you that.
Yeah, you can.
Why?
How about those three? We had some three in the boat today. We had three swim baits.
The Yozuri.
By Yozuri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anytime Hardcore. You get a, it's you know, just.
Now, those were S wavers, which.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that was
like,
the big.
There's different like styles, isn't
yes.
there?
Yes.
Of like I said, swim baits, but it's kind of overwhelming because, you know, what do you mean?
Yeah. So the first, I won two tournaments, you know, when Byron Velvick just won the Bassmasters.
Uh-huh.
I got a really long story for that one. But anyway, so Byron and I mean, we're all staying together, Ski. Uh-huh. It was Skeet, Byron, myself, John Broussard, there's Camp Brown. Anyways, we're all at the apartment. We call it the money house.
Right.
So he just won that tournament. Well, I saw what he was throwing. And I'm like, well, I called up Castaic. I said, hey, you got some of those swim baits that look like carp or whatever they are.
Yeah.
So they sent me these 7-inch swim baits. They're called sardines.
Right.
So I'm like, huh. So I basically went to this area, and I smoked them in practice. I mean, it was like every cast, and I said, I got to leave. So I said, I wonder where else I could do this. So I started checking these other places.
Right.
Okay, well, it was like, take two casts, get two bites, leave. So 2 weeks later, Byron said, hey, you can't fish over where I'm fishing. I'm like, what do you mean I can't fish over there? He says, yeah, come on, you know this area better than I do. And I said, okay, fine. I won't come there till 9:00. I said, he looked at me and said, he said a lot of things, but anyways,
right.
so I went and did my stuff. I had 29 pounds and by 9:00. So I go over there at 9:00 and I'm just sitting there watching him and my co-angler's with me. And so I'm getting ready to go fish there. And he says, hey, what are you doing? I said, well, I told you I'd come back here at 9:00. He said, no, man, you can't fish here. You can't. I said, well, how many you got? And he goes, one. Oh, no, you don't have one. No, I got one. I said, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll sit here, eat my sandwich until you catch your limit, and then I'll start fishing. So we just sat there and watched him for about, I don't know, 45 minutes, just watching him. He didn't get any bites. I'm like, oh, maybe they're not here.
Oh,
so
no.
I just took off and went somewhere else. Anyways, but so the swim baits have come a long ways, and there's a lot of good swim baits out there. You know, the Osprey is probably one of my favorites. Okay. And the bottom right. hook and the top hook.
Okay. Sounds good. That takes us up to tackle time, since you're talking about lures. Of course, Pico Lures is the sponsor of the Fishing Guide podcast show. And, you know, all I can say is make sure you go out there and you check them out. They have lots of crankbaits. They got soft plastics. They got jig heads. They got everything that you need. So just go to their website at picolures.com, and you'll be able to find all that stuff. So, Jimmy, best Brad story. Do you have a Brad story? 1 minute.
Well, okay. Brad story. So I like to think, usually I'm telling you, you talk too much. Now you're telling me I'm talking too much. If I get a 1 minute time frame, come
yes.
on. Okay. So I like to think that I taught you something on your home lake.
And what was that?
Do you remember a worm that I showed you and we caught lots of fish on?
Yes.
The Yamamoto cuttail?
Yep.
Do you remember what color it was?
It's kind of orangish or something.
Yeah. Was it a pumpkin?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin with what, black flake?
Something like that.
Green flake?
Yep.
So we had a good time. We caught a lot of fish.
There you go.
That crankbait you had was pretty good, too.
Yeah, I got some good crankbaits. But that's for another story, another time.
Well, you
tell you right now, I'm using like the Red Crawl Pico crankbait. It's really good, and they got a peanut butter and jelly, and so I'm pretty hung into those things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. Social media. Where can people check you out? Where can they find, you know, pictures of your boat and your truck and what you've been doing? What you're up to?
Right. Obviously the Major League Fishing Tournament's coming up.
Okay.
And all season long. So you can follow me there, through their website, but Jimmy Reese Fishing on Instagram, and then right. Jimmy Reese Professional Angler on Facebook. And if I have an opening on my friends list, maybe just Jimmy Reese, but you can only have 5,000 friends. So I don't know, but sometimes I'm deleting a few.
There you go. So good. All right. So make sure you check out our podcast show. It's on all the major networks. And you can also find us on our YouTube channel, which is the Fishing Guide Podcast. And so make sure you keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water. And we're rocking out.
Yeah.
You like that, eh?
Yeah.